I was with my family over Chol HaMoed in up north in Tveria. We went to Daven Shachris in a Sephardic shul in the area. And my son made a comment to me. The Daven was pretty slow. And then when they got to Halal on Chol HaMoed Pesach, it seemed to go very, very fast. So he was curious why Halal was very, very fast and the rest of the Daven was pretty slow. So I don't know the reason for that. But I speculated the following. Is that sometimes you have a halal, you say normally we Ashkenazim say halal, anytime we say halal we say with a bracha. The Sfaradim, when it comes to anytime they say chatzi halal, they say chatzi halal without a bracha. So on the latter days of Pesach, they say chatzi halal without a bracha. On Rosh Chodesh, they say chatzi halal without a bracha. So a certain psychology sometimes people have, perhaps, a speculation, that when you're doing something that sometimes you say with a bracha, and other times you say without a bracha, so when you say without a bracha, like the bracha kind of tells you, oh, this is very important. And now I'm saying the same exact text, the same exact tefillah, without a bracha, it's obviously not, it's downgraded. And therefore, that's a little bit faster. That was my speculation, or it could just be some minute in this shul to say how fast. But this comes up in other contexts as well. For example, there's a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And we happen to have this chumrah that we're very careful that there's a sheet of the Bahag. And the Bahag says if you miss an entire night and a day, so you don't no longer count with a bracha. You still, the Bahag says you don't count, you're out. The Bali Atosis and the preponderance of Rishonim say even if you'd miss a full 24-hour period, you still count with a bracha. But this is Bahag out there, a Das Yachid, that says that no, if you miss a 24-hour period, you no longer can count. So how do we paskin? So we paskin base latosis, that you have to continue counting. But we want to give some recognition to the sheet of the Bahag, and the Bahag sets up for us a suffix situation, a suffix brachos. So suffix brachos, we don't make a bracha, but we count without a bracha. But there's a psychology sometimes, I know it doesn't apply here, because we're all going strong with brachas, but sometimes a person, whatever happens, he misses Sfiras HaOmer. So he misses the night of Sfiras HaOmer, and now he has to count without a bracha. All of a sudden, there's a psychology. If I'm out. The truth is, the Bali HaTos, how we paskin is every single night of Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah, and whether you make a bracha or not, the bracha is really not the mitzvah of the counting, and therefore, that psychology, the person is no longer counting with the bracha. That psychology, the counting is still a mitzvah, and that's the dominant sheet in Rishon. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Arachayim Chelak Aleph Simen Yud, which deals with Hilchos Tefillin. He says that there was a group of people who learned the sugyas and Daf Lamed Hey Lamed Vav, whether Laila is man tefillin or not. But there was a group of people in Russia that had to get out to work very, very early in the morning, and. It was before the Zman of Tefillin. And they asked, can we go ahead and put on Tefillin early in the morning? So Rav Moshe Feinstein said, really, Laila, you can't put on Tefillin. And he said, waking up in the morning, the whole reason not to put on Tefillin at night is because you might fall asleep. When you're in the morning, waking up fresh, you're not going to fall asleep. So he says, you can go ahead and put on Tefillin. And then he even said that maybe you should make a bracha. Why? Because if they put on Tefillin without a bracha, then the psychology is, it's not such a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. So even to go ahead and make a bracha because of that psychology, and it's important when learning is to understand what's the mitzvah, what the role of the bracha is, and that psychology is very critical, which was my speculation as to the practice of this minyan up north. Okay, just a scheduling matter. We're going to start morning Seder at 9:35. Morning Seder 9:35, there'll be a 10 o'clock a siren, a 2-minute siren for Yom HaShoah, and then we'll have a Yom HaShoah commemoration here in the Beis Medrash, and then we'll continue with Morning Seder. That's our schedule for the morning. Okay, good? Great. A great day. Awesome day.